Extended mountain pose. Tadasana, hands by your side. Yeah, eyes open to one point. And then without looking at your physical body with your own eyes, create Tadasana from the ground up. And let's do it like the picture of Iyengar. So big toe mounds touch, bring them together. Yeah, connect the left and right side of your body. Lift your toes, spread your toes. Yeah, turn the inner ankles back. Press down through the center of each of your heels and lift up. Hug the leg muscles to the bones. Lift the front of the pelvis up towards the chest. And pull your shoulders straight back. Pull your chin into your jaw. Anjali Mudra with your hands at your heart. Now set your eyes on just a physical point. And they can be, like David asked, like closer in or super rigid. Close. He didn't ask that question. Like closer in, farther away, but so that you can see without it being blurry. Three ohms. Ah. Halfway lift, inhale. Chaturanga Dandasana as you exhale. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Organizing principle number three, the five pillars. Put in and keep present drishti to a point, physical point on your mat. Ujjayi. And bandhas, extremities to core, hug in. And organizing principle number four, total body integrity, pull in, press down, and lift up to integrate. Now exhale all your air. Travel to the top of your mat, walk or jump. Lift up halfway, breathe in. Forward fold. And rise all the way up. Forward fold. Lift halfway up. Breathe in. Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Total body expression. Now press. Yeah, hands into the floor, your feet into the floor. Lift your hips up towards the ceiling. Allow your body to move and be moved and fully express out. Top of your mat. Halfway up, inhale. Forward fold. Extended mountain. Forward fold. Halfway up. Chaturanga Dandasana. Upward facing dog, even here, total body expression, open your chest, downward dog. Yeah, and then reset. Eyes, drishti, bandhas, ujjayi. Remember the finger plucking, what's happening in your hands. Top of your mat. Halfway up, breathe in. Forward fold. Extended mountain. Forward fold. Halfway lift. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Hug muscle to bone. Downward dog. total body integrity, pull in, press down, and lift up to integrate. Yeah, and the pizza tray exercise, what's happening in your shoulders and your back? Top of your mat. Halfway up. Forward fold. Utkatasana. Organizing principle number one. Be intentional with creating. I love that the posters are on the wall. I don't have to memorize anything. Be intentional with creating and building the foundation, the physical foundation of the pose, the foundation at the floor. You want to build your house on a rock. Yeah, and be up to more. Set your eyes, your own drishti. Yeah, because people are going to have their ways about how your house is built, and it doesn't matter. Because you're building your house. Forward fold. Lift halfway up. Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Warrior one, right foot forward, left foot flat. Yeah, and let's stay with number one. So creating the foundation from the ground up. And then the Tadasana practice is press down into the ground and lift up. Yeah. So creating the foundation and now being up to more in the physical posture, and then bringing in the three themes is what can you give up right here, right now, coming from you are ready right here, right now, because it's all you've got. Two more breaths. And then fill up together. Yeah, chaturanga. You're not tired, are you? Upward dog. You got it. Downward dog. Warrior one with your left foot to the front. Yeah, and sometimes, though, the three themes, so the being a yes, yeah, you take care of yourself, you do what your body needs, and then there's also the giving up what we must. It can show up like, oh, I'm like Jesse just said, and it was perfect. Oh, I'm so sore. And it's like, what would happen right here, right now, if you gave up something about how the pose was showing up? And instead, you just were in it. Like the feeling of it, the sensations, and having all of them be perfect. Yeah, breathe in, the Buddha, a little smile. Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Downward dog. And then the five pillars, put in and keep present. Drishti, Ujjayi, Bandhas, Tapas, Vinyasa. Top of your mat. Let's flow. Lift up halfway. Bow. Utkatasana. Forward fold. Bring your hips forward slightly. Halfway lift. Chaturanga Dandasana. Upward facing dog, hands, feet to core. Downward facing dog, warrior one, right foot forward. Be up to something more. Chaturanga. Upward dog, come from we are all connected as well. Downward facing dog, left foot into warrior one, right foot, push both feet down. Chaturanga. So you connect to your own body, the foundation, your inner being, up dog, but you connect out with the breath. Downward facing dog. Yeah, and as you set your eyes on one point, yeah, see that there's a whole bunch of other people here with you doing this work. It's been life-giving for me when I've felt at moments where I'm just like, oh my God, I'm tired, I'm sore, I can't do it anymore, I'm a victim, and then I remember that there's other people doing this work with me, and I don't mean just like physically in the practice, but just life in general. It lifts me up. Top of your mat. And here, right here, lift up halfway, bow forward. What we have right here is the physical practice, Utkatasana. Forward fold. Halfway up. Chaturanga. So you come from we're all connected, you're in it together, upward dog, downward dog, warrior one, right foot forward. Chaturanga. And if you're up to more, what starts to happen and get created around you? Up dog, down dog, warrior one, left foot forward. It's kind of amazing what we can start to create. Chaturanga. Up dog, downward dog. Bring your feet together, lift your right leg. Flip dog. Yeah, so we have a short amount of time together in this practice. Flip back over into side plank now, right hand down on your mat. Yeah, so can you let flow be the thing that starts to happen, like maybe more quickly than some of you might want and not quick enough for the others? Chaturanga. Upward dog, downward dog. Lift your left leg and flip. Yeah, get present to your physical body and see what can start to show up in your like expression of the posture. Flip over side plank, left hand down. Yeah, Ujjayi. Bandhas. Flow, Chaturanga. Up dog, notice your toes. Downward dog, crescent lunge, right foot forward. And prayer twist over to the sun wall. Yeah, create Tadasana in your feet. Yeah, and then from your feet, create Tadasana in the rest of your body. Warrior two. Extended side angle. Breath, put it in, keep it present. Pizza tray, shoulders. Good, Trisha. Chaturanga. Up dog. Downward dog. Crescent lunge, left foot forward. Does anyone start thinking about pizza?
Yeah.
Twist to the left. Whenever I say crescent lunge or just lunge in general, the first thought I have is lunch. Crescent lunch. Warrior two. Extended side angle. The other day, it was Friday, Trisha and I went to Moni's for lunch, and I had the whole burrito for lunch. And then practiced at yoga at 6 p.m. and it felt like there was an entire burrito. It was still sitting in my gut when we were doing all these, like especially this part of class.
And you did the twist.
Yeah, I did them, and I was just like, "Here's that burrito, present to the burrito, chaturanga." Yeah, it's like I had to give up that I ate the burrito because that's just the reality of what happened. Up dog, down dog. That wasn't changing. Top of your mat, just like the people around us, they're not changing. Lift up halfway. Bow forward. Utkatasana. We want them to so bad, but we have to give it up. Prayer twist over to the right. And then freedom can show up. Put in the Tadasana from the feet up through your core, into your shoulders, your jaw. Utkatasana. And prayer twist over to the left. And create balanced action. Sthita Sukha Asanam. Comfortable and then also not super comfortable. Utkatasana. Eagle, right arm under, right leg over. And this one specifically center line. Remember that block practice? Hugging in the block with your legs. Yeah, the legs are, you're already creating that here with the bind. Tadasana, hands by your side. Eagle, left arm under, left leg over. I love this practice because just having the sequence as a teacher frees me up to teach, not have to remember if the playlist I made was perfect for what's happening in the room. Tadasana. Eagle, right arm under, right leg over. Can you meet yourself where you are right here? Tadasana. Eagle, left arm under, left leg over. Yeah, and like notice your physical body. I know some of you, yeah, there is like the physical, oh, if you press forward a little bit more with your forearms and then you pull back with your shoulders, yeah, something new might start to show up. And just let it be what it is. Tadasana. Standing leg raise, grab your right foot. Yeah, or knee. And take your leg over to the right side. And now reach over, since we're close, reach over to the person next to you and either press behind their, yeah, you can grab their leg. Almost everybody's there, yeah. Lift them up. What happens? What happens when we lift each other up? Heck yeah. Don't grind your jaw, though, by lifting each other up. Come to center, airplane, fly your leg back. Yes, lifting each other up shouldn't cause us to grind our jaws. It should cause us to lift the corners of our lips up. And you want to check if it ever causes you to grind your jaw, your teeth. Yeah, what's happening? What are you creating? Half moon, left hand down. Yeah, block or the floor. And then one big breath. Everybody look up. Take a full breath. Watch your foot, Colin. Fold forward. I almost said chaturanga. Stand up. Standing leg raise. Left foot up. Yeah, Sthita Sukha. Create balanced action. Help each other out. And then look over to the right. Yeah, and as you look over to the right, yeah, it's the one, those of you that are at the wall can't see it, but like, can you look at each other's jaw and like, what's happening there? Are they creating Tadasana and ease? Okay, come to center. Whee! Airplane. Turbulence is perfect. There's always turbulence. Can you meet it like right as it's happening? Half moon. And now look up. Go for it, Kim. Look up. Forward fold. Rise up. Dancers, grab your right foot. Yeah, and then total body integration from the floor up and your shoulder. What's happening? Create it. Press your shoulder back. Yeah. Change sides. Yeah, and then as we move through these, like quicker, you know, we're not moving like one breath in a metronome kind of practice, but can you put in the breath and the drishti? Change sides. And when you forget and you have that, like I say as a teacher, something like breathe or drishti, it's a perfect moment to come back to being present. Not anything's wrong. Change sides. I asked my husband the other night, I said, I would really like it if you set boundaries with your clients about da-da-da-da-da-da, like at the end of the day. And he said, I'm always doing something wrong. And I said, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm asking you to set boundaries. Tree, right foot up. But sometimes the lens from which we look out, we're always hearing that thing. Does that ring true for some of you? Yeah, reach up. Yeah, if I say like a pose or a cue right here, lift your chest up. Yeah, it's to bring attention to your chest and to lift it. It might already be lifting, but why not lift it a little bit more? Change legs. If we have someone call us out on something, yeah, depending on the lens from which we're looking, it's like, oh man, lift your chest. Yeah, just do it. Nothing around it. Can you give up like the past? And maybe if someone told you how to do things or what to do in the past, can you let that live in the past and live into your future self? Samasitihi, feet together, hands by your side. Extended mountain, reach up. Forward fold. Lift halfway up, breathe in. Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Downward dog. Right foot forward, warrior one. Warrior two, ujjayi. Triangle. Yeah, and so I demoed this a little earlier, but you know, total body integrity, pull in, press down, and lift up to integrate. And then total body expression, color outside the lines a bit in this one. Yeah, you go into total body expression, fully express out and integrate. Side facing wide leg forward fold. Yeah, and it might almost like, I see triangle as like that opportunity to be like, whoa, big chest opener. But can you also create total body expression while you're in this posture? Yeah, not as a joke, but as like a reality that you're creating. Like butts in the air. Front facing, namaste, front facing, forward fold. Yeah, so hands up in a prayer up your back. I'm taking out some of the fluff of the transitions, if some of you haven't noticed that, and you do what you need to do to create it. Twisting triangle. Total body integrity. Pull in. Yeah, good, Colin. Press down into the floor, into the block, into your sticky mat, and lift up. Breathe bigger. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior one, left foot forward. Warrior two. Triangle. Create space for something new. Yeah, and just how do you do that? The answer to how is what?
Down.
Yes, you just look. When you're like, I don't know how to create space for something new. Well, look. Side facing, wide leg forward fold with a bind. One of the best things that I'll do in my household when I'm in that space with my spouse where I'm like, I don't wanna give up this thing. I start to be more, I don't wanna say touchy-feely, but that's the best way I can describe it, is I'll actually start to walk, when I walk into my husband's space, like I'll put my hand on his shoulder or on his back, and it is a game changer. Namaste, front-facing, forward fold. When I give up what I must, yeah, and even here, what it can that look like in a physical posture? And perhaps it's like the fixed way that we set our feet every single time that we come into this pose. Can you create space between your feet, front and back foot, for something different to occur? Twisting triangle. Yeah, instead of the same old, this is how it's going to be, this is how it's going to happen. Okay, bend your elbow a little bit. Yeah, and kind of like the pizza tray. Yes! Oh, there it is. I think that's what you needed, was just a little water. Breathe bigger. Inhale. Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Down dog. Come into a high push-up. Lower to your bellies. Locust. Yeah, rise, go for it, lift. Yeah, whether you want to or not, you're ready. Come down. And then keep the breath, the organizing principle number 3, 5 pillars. Go up again. Drishti, Ujjayi, bandhas, even here. When your hands and your feet aren't touching the floor, can you still pull in? Something just happened there, that was great. Come down. Floor bow. Yeah, this is one of the only poses in the sequence where your hands and feet are not creating the foundation at the ground, but can you use them as such still? Your toes, like spread your toes, stretch out the bottoms of your feet, come down. And then last one. Yeah, what's happening in your feet? Check. And then lift the front of your pelvis up. Descend your tailbone towards the back of your mat. Come down, relax your jaw. Upward facing dog. Down dog. Camel, bring your knees to the mat. Yeah, and then create it from the foundation at the floor and pull into your core. Lift up and out. Take a moment to sit on your heels, hero's pose. pause. Yeah, and just be with what is. And camel again. And notice even in the in-between, I know some of you, just from hearing what you're saying, is like, yeah, there's a soreness present, like maybe physically your back. It's like being sensational on purpose. It's asking you to pay attention. What is needed right now for you? Yeah, to create balanced action and also to create perhaps more ease and more effort. Hero's pose. Bridge. So this, during this, what I want you to put in is, in between each one of these, is as little added anythings as possible. So you're in bridge, you're going to come down in just a second, you're going to take six wheels and I'll call them out. And in between each one, like as little extra movement as you can put in. Come down. And just get present. So you already, everybody already started wiping their face. And now put your hands by your ears. Wheel. Chin to chest, come down. Get present. And go up. What resistance looks like a lot is like taking breaks, wiping things, walking out of the room, chin to chest, come down. And it's like, it's a call for us to get present. Go up, wheel. Come down. How many was that?
Three.
Great. Okay, go up again, number four. Yeah, just get present. What's here, what's not here, come down. Okay, go up. Who's here? You are here. Where are your feet? Are they on 12 o'clock? Come down. One more, go up. And yeah, and the answer again is like, if you check and they're not on 12 o'clock, it's not wrong, but it's an opportunity to get present and put it in. Supta Baddha Konasana. Dead bug. Yeah, every posture is an opportunity to create the five organizing principles of true north alignment. Total body integrity, total body expression. Bring your feet straight up, hands behind your head. Scissor legs, right foot to a hover. Pulse your upper body up, 10, 9, 8, spread your toes, lift your toes, 7, 6, 5. So this is another part where your hands and your feet aren't the foundation. 2, 1, switch, like the literal foundation, but they still create the foundation. 8, 7, 6. So check what's happening in your toes. 4, yeah, 3, 2, 1. 60-30 lifts. Bring your hands underneath your butt. Lower your feet 30% forward. Another 30. A hover. Check into just your overall way of being. What's showing up for you right now? Yeah, what do you need to give up to put your attention on what you want to create? Bring your legs up. Abdominal twists. Opposite elbow, opposite knee. Go. 20. 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10. Based on the look on your face, would someone want to join you in this practice? 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Keep breathing. Ujjayi. 2, 1. Boat. Sometimes we wonder why someone might not be joining us on the journey that we want to be on with them. Like, come to yoga class, but we might not be asking and like, you know, come to yoga class. Yeah, can you create like an invitation here in boat pose, like where Tadasana shows up? Yeah, and someone would want to join you on this boat. Is it a happy boat? Yeah? Yeah, can you create that in just like your overall way of being? And it might not look like a Pollyanna kind of smile. Downward facing dog. Half pigeon, right leg forward. Okay. Change legs. I always think of you in this one. Check if there's anything right here that could be added to create this pose as a, in your overall way of being, as a bigger yes. Double pigeon, right shin on the top. Yeah, and creating it from the organizing principles, of like you actually know how to do this. Can you be in the experience of opening, regardless of what's showing up physically? And change, put the other shin on the top.
Yes, yeah.
Put in and keep present drishti, ujjayi, bandhas. Seated single leg extension, right leg to the front. Going on in your shoulders, create integration. Change legs. Forward fold. Tabletop. Fish. Total body expression. Total being expression. Shoulder stand. Create the foundation, the physical foundation of the pose. And sometimes staying in the pose is us being up to something bigger. We don't actually have to make it any bigger, but we, by staying, are up to something more. Hug your right knee into your chest. Baddha Konasana. Shavasana. How's your lower back right now? Okay, so I'm gonna prop your knees up on this. So bend your knees. And then let your legs go out that way a little bit. Is that a little better? Thank you. Take a deep breath. And roll over onto your right side. And keep your eyes closed. Push up to a tall seat. Bring your hands together at your heart center. And even here as you sit in and practice, putting in true north alignment, practice number one, be intentional with creating the physical foundation and being up to something bigger than yourself. Let's end with three ohms. Ah. Tips to your forehead center. Touch in to that being up to something bigger than yourself and create it, be it, and live it. Together we bow and say, Namaste. Good work. All right. The time is 1:57, and we are going to take a 10-minute break. So you can leave your stuff, go use the bathroom, have a drink of water, whatever you need to do to feel refreshed in 10 minutes, and be back here. We'll just say 2:10. So the time right now is 1:58. We'll be back in this room at 2:10. Have a great break.